Once enslaved persons were freed, one of the looming questions was that of education. Society was not prepared for racially integrated schools, although a few existed, mainly in the North. Racially segregated schools were established and maintained until ruled unconstitutional in 1954 by the U.S. Supreme Court. Segregation was more than separate schools. It extended to funding and unequal educational opportunities. After the Revolution, Anglo-Americans vehemently protested any form of education for African-Americans, arguing it would offend Southerners and possibly encourage immigration from Africa. Although the Supreme Court would strike down the Plessy decision of 1896, which maintained that separate was in fact equal, it would be several years before American society would fully operationalize the separate but inherently unequal doctrine established by the Brown decision of 1954 and Brown II of 1955. Discrimination would be evident in all aspects of life for African Americans.